9 o'clock is one of our top comedic exports. He packs our shows when he's in South Africa. I've just given him an amazing memory. Yusuf Gola is back with a new show. It's called Popular Culture. It's running at the Homecoming Theatre at the 12th and to 17th of this month. You would have, of course, known him from his latest Netflix special called Unlearning. He has appeared on Comedy at the Apollo and probably most known for Alan in Late Night News. Do you remember that night?
Yeah, I remember the night. I don't remember the conversation, but it could have happened. Like, I was so nervous about the meeting that was coming up. You tell the story. Because it's clearer to you than it is to me.
It's clearer to me because I knew you were going to be a star. So you were at my house. You came with a friend.
Yes.
You came with a friend. You were at my house and you asked me.
I do remember that. Was a great night, by the way. It was a good night.
And you ask, what's Patrick Conroy like?
Yes.
And Patrick Conroy was at that time head of ENCA because I have a meeting with him about a show.
That
I'm trying to pitch. And that pitch was Late Night News.
Yes.
Which is amazing. So I can say that I gave you the plug.
You can. Oh, yeah. You were the proper. Because it's so crazy. I've never told this story. I would be in such hectic fights with Patrick and... what was the name? Oh, my word. Why would I forget a name now? I remember this one time there was like a pile of sweets in the middle of a table. And I was so mad at Patrick that I smacked the thing of sweets and they just flew all over the place. And I was just like, oh, man. So me and Patrick got on, but we fought hard as well.
That's exactly. So in your Wikipedia entry, you can amend to say it was one night in Observatory.
And I was at Lester's house, and then he gave me a character profile on Patrick. I actually saw him recently in Pretoria. I don't know.
He's an amazing broadcaster.
Yeah, he's really cool.
Mine, but since then we know you. I know you from the circuit, from Armchair.
Oh man,
theater days. South Africa.
You remember that time?
I remember that time.
Oh my word! You have like such a great memory.
Yeah.
I'm just forget a lot of things. Mm. I remember things, but I forget a lot, bro. People will be like, "Oh, you remember?" And I'm like, "Oh,
I spent youth."
Yeah.
So South Africa generally knows you from the, I think it was two seasons of Late Night News?
Nah, six, bro.
Six?
We ran for 6 years.
No.
I swear. It was 2010. That when I was at your house, I think it was 2010, just before the World Cup. And we pitched a show and we were supposed to premiere in July. Mm. And then we were like, oh no, that's World Cup time. World Cup. No one's going to watch that. Years. So let's do it like 2 months after the World Cup. So I think we kicked off September 2010.
TV has changed since then. I think towards the end of LNN, the growth of YouTube channels and now, of course, on-demand streaming
services.
We used to have an appointment and a date with TV.
LNN...
Whether it was
Seinfeld, whether it be whatever
Bill
it was,
Munati
yeah.
show on
you
know, a Friday.
Oh, you know
night?
What I have a date with?
What
the Shaka Zulu show on that? Oh man, I'm watching that.
It just premiered on Netflix. I've been watching it.
No. That's the old one. The new one. There's a new one coming out. That I'm gonna watch, and that like I'm gonna watch it traditionally. I'm gonna have a date every Monday, 8 o'clock. I'm gonna watch that.
I'm revisiting Enric Tele. In the original Shaka Zulu.
I watched it so young. So I actually need to watch it again. Actually, I think I'm going to watch that again. I'm going to start watching that again and finish it this week. So when the new one starts, I have like a... Or maybe by the time the new one comes, I'll be Shaka Zulu'd out. I'll be like, oh, I hate taxi drivers. I hate Zulus. I hate everybody. No, I don't want that. I want to watch it fresh.
It's the pop culture that forms us. And the pop culture, particularly if you're an 80s, 90s kid, it's TV pop culture that has formed our view on the world and how we relate to it.
Yeah. What's interesting, you know, like how you, because I've been getting this question a lot, because everyone, when you say popular culture, they think like TV and music and that kind of stuff. But I look at the words differently, like what's popular, like what's contemporary sometimes forms what's culture, right? Like so I don't know. Like if you think of Christianity, that's popular culture. Mm. You know what I mean? The practice of it. Obviously, we've categorized it as religion, but it's culture and it's popular. Yeah. And it's popular culture. It's pop culture. To be Christian is to be plugged into popular culture. Do you know what I mean?
I think I get you.
I think it interrogates those kind of those. That's what I kind of.
The way I'm viewing pop culture and how what is popular is affecting our cultures is also in the use of language. I follow a lot of TikTok. I don't make any TikTok videos, but I need to follow TikTok because I definitely need to know what a younger audience is talking about. And because
forget those guys, no.
Because social media is also changing how kids how kids speak. So I've come across this phenomena where they don't use certain words because the algorithms block their videos in. So words associated to death, morbidity, even self-harm and suicide. The kids, younger people don't say anymore. They use the word unalive. Because if they use those words
so
of
crazy.
Killing, shooting, the person committed suicide, the videos get taken down. So now they found ways around it and they say, oh, he was unalived or they unalived themselves. And I think that's absolutely fascinating.
That's crazy. So I assume TikTok does not play rap music? Because rap talks about killing and it's wild. Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know... My name on TikTok has been searched like 30 million times, which is quite crazy. I didn't know that. I was in London and then these kids were like, oh, you're that TikTok dude. I was like, nah, I'm not on TikTok. And then the next, I just searched my name on TikTok 30 million times. There's a video that went viral.
It's that comedy at the Apollo show.
Yeah, that's that. And then people started looking at other stuff as well.
What was that experience? Was you went and spent some time in the UK?
I'm still in the UK, but I'm like a UK resident. I've got like a resident card and everything.
Dual passport, people.
I do qualify to apply for a passport, but I haven't applied yet. The process is quite crazy. Like I tried last year, and I thought this is a bit crazy. And it was like summertime, and I was like, oh no, this is. I'd rather be outside than you have to read up on King Henry the 14th,
Magna Carta,
all that kind of stuff, and you're like, and then they'll test you on it. Then I was like, actually, I don't care. You guys can keep your things.
They say Magna Carta, you say Jay-Z.
You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, by the way, we're rolling with the Russians. We'll be fine. We're part of the BRICS boys. BRICS boys in the building. You guys be safe with your things. All right, bye-bye.
What are we expecting other than your musings and your commentary on popular, what is popular and what is culture from the 12th to the 17th.
That's exactly that. It's just an interrogation of culture generally and what we've made popular. It's less personal and more observational. It's what I'm observing of the world as opposed to I'm giving you a bit of myself. There's little of me on this, more of what I've observed.
Are you pressured into talk about
myself
commentary on South Africa's situation? Are you pressured to talk about load shedding? Are you pressured to talk about the ANC? And are you pressured?
I generally talk about things I care about. So I do care about South Africa. So I will talk about that, but I don't like. I'm more interested in, you know, like how people view dictatorships. Like, so a person who's a leader has been in power for like, let's say 30 years, 20 years, whatever, and then they never view it in sort of like party situation. Imagine if America was run by Republicans for 30 years or run by Democrats for 30 years. That would be an extremely absurd thing. But in South Africa, we don't see it as almost like a dictatorship.
Well, you're saying the ANC is a dictatorship.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that the way we view dictatorship, you can draw parallels. Mm. I'm not saying anything. I'm just planting seeds of like, think about this thing. Think about how, because for me, it's so bizarre when people go, the Cyril Ramaphosa era, the Thabo Mbeki era. I'm like, it's the same thing. It's the same ideology. It's the same party. It's the, what are you talking about? These are, you could have switched the president. We would have had the exact same problems because the trajectory. So some people just get confused by the nonsense.
Do you miss an LNN in the period that we're experiencing now?
It would have been frustrating because it started getting frustrating because you've in my mind I value satire and I think satire shifts something somewhere, but then you're like, nothing is changing, people just continue. And when you start to do like more investigative stuff, you go, these people just continue. There's total impunity. They just do it with absolute impunity and there's no repercussions. So you just go, this is going to frustrate me. I think that's one of the reasons I stopped. It was just frustrating. Mm-hmm. You're like, I'm saying the same thing every week. Nothing shifts, nothing moves.
So satire is supposed to effect change. Satire, comedy.
But there's no data that shows that. There's no study, there's no fact. It's what we think should happen as opposed to, does it really do it?
I think that's exactly the case. Because as we saw in Hammanskraal yesterday, where people have died because of cholera, Cyril Ramaphosa got received with a rapturous welcome.
But also you know what's so crazy is, how many people are in Hammanskraal? Let's say maybe 200, I don't know. I'm going to take a guess. Maybe 100,000, let's say 80,000 people. Now, if 3,000 of those people come and welcome him, that's a great reception if you put it on video. Mm. But if you're looking at it in numbers, that's less than. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm. So it's a perception per se, as opposed to. But the best case scenario is no one comes out and the president's talking to an empty stadium.
Well, I'm sure people will come out between the 12th and the 17th of this month at the Homecoming Centre. You happy to be performing again in Cape Town?
Yeah, but Cape Town people are so scared of the cold. It's like people will go out, you know what I mean? Like when it's cold, they just like stay at home.
Shut down.
I mean, like, listen, guys, it's your democratic right to stay at home. But I'd advise you to come to the show. But if you don't want to come because it's cold, I'd understand that as well. But I preferred it if you came.
last question. As the next Netflixication of comedy specials changed the game, does everyone want a special or do you still want people to come to shows, to pack auditoriums, or does everyone want a Netflix special now?
I think a Netflix special is a thing to have in comedy generally, but a birdie somewhere at Netflix told me that they've abandoned the comedy strategy now. They're not like as, I think I was one of the last batch of comics who got Netflix, but I don't think that's their strategy anymore. That's what I heard from a birdie somewhere in LA.
Well, go on to Netflix, go search for Unlearning Loyiso Gola, but he's also going to be at the Homecoming Theatre from the 12th to the 17th with Popular Culture. Loyiso, I'm going to add that little Wikipedia citation.
Oh, also they can tickets on Quicket. Because people are like, yo, where do we get these things?
The internet. Where else do you get tickets nowadays? The internet.
Yeah, people want to still buy. What the heck? I'll leave some tickets at the. I'll leave 10 tickets every day at the door for people who just want to stroll in like a strandloper. I don't know.
It's on at the 12th to 17th, Loyiso Gola. Zane Johnson with you.